Let's talk to our good friend Liz from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I can't talk today, Jason.
It's all right. Nor can we. We're no better today, Liz. It's the weather. It's the season. It's all of that stuff. It's the short week. How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing very well. And could I ask you to allow me to thank somebody?
Of course, Liz. This is basically your show now, too. So go ahead.
Okay.
Whatever you want to say.
All right. Yesterday, I received a wonderful gift from a family that's connected with the Little Brothers of the Elderly. And I want to thank the Campbell family for doing that. It was such a surprise gift, and I have been thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, can we ask what it was?
Oh, yes. I got a beautiful stocking cap that had lots of colors in it. In fact, they were my favorite colors. I received two sterilizer bottles. I've got a whole package of shortcake cookies. I received a whole big, huge coffee cup with chocolate candy in it. I received a big coloring book with pencils to color with.
Oh, my goodness.
And some tan lotion. I tell you, that was the best gift I've ever gotten. You know, I've never been surprised. Nobody has ever surprised me with anything in my entire life. So that was such a pleasant thing to have happen, not only get a wish I've always wanted to have somebody surprise me, and then to get such a wonderful gift from that family. Thank you again, Campbell's.
Oh, that is so nice.
Yeah, I was really delighted.
But I have to follow up. You've never had a surprise gift or a surprise party or anything like that?
I've had birthday parties, but they weren't a surprise. You know, you know how often somebody will say, hey, let's do something that she doesn't know we're doing. You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
No, that's never happened to me. I always knew what was coming, and I always had to ask for what I wanted. You know, so nobody ever surprised me like that, and that's been a thrill of my life to have that happen to me.
Oh, that's so sweet. And that's through Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
See, that's what's so great about this program is that, you know, families can reach out to them in the same way and help somebody else just like you. So that's why we love them so much.
Well, that's why I love them, too, and I had to give them a compliment for that good deed.
What were we going to say, Lex?
Love it. I want to do a surprise. Let's do a surprise. I love
that.
That's
not a surprise.
Well, now Alexa won't be really a surprise.
But just how delighted Liz is for another one in the program.
Yes.
I mean, that's so cool. You got some stuff to do in quarantine and things to keep you warm and comfort
items.
That was
the whole point, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the coloring book is just magnificent. There's so many beautiful drawings in there that I can color. It'll be fun.
Oh, that's neat. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just can't believe that out of all these years, Liz, no one has ever, you've never had a surprise.
I haven't. I think people just assumed that that I had everything I needed and that I was okay, and you know, and they never felt like I needed anything that I didn't already have, or even, you know, something funky that would be fun.
Or maybe that you don't like surprises. Maybe they assume
I love surprises.
Yeah.
The more the better. But, you know, that was a wonderful surprise. And I was so appreciative of that. You know, particularly now, you know, when everything's getting so gloomy.
Yes.
So I wanted to let them know how much I appreciated it. So I hope you were listening.
If I'm maybe not live, but they will eventually. And that's just so great. It's that's the stuff that just lifts your mood for a week, doesn't it, Liz?
Oh, absolutely. I've been on a high since yesterday.
Well, and you got that. That is quite the care package. That's not just one thing. You got a whole big basket of stuff.
Yeah, I did, and I can't believe it. And one thing that I really like the most, I've been wanting to get a new coffee cup for a while. Yeah. And I have this big, beautiful pottery coffee cup in there, and it's, I drink at least a gallon of coffee a day if I could get a
girl.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really big one, so I'll get my one cup of coffee.
That's good. One giant cup.
Well, Liz, you have a great Thanksgiving week, and thank you for calling in, and I hope that family's listening to hear your delightful thank you. So,
well, I hope they were, too. I'm going to send them a thank you card besides. So
perfect.
I'll send little brothers a clip of this so that they can get this message from you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yes.
Perfect, Liz. Okay. Have a great Thanksgiving, sweetie.
Well, you guys all have the same, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Absolutely,
Liz. We're grateful
bye,
for
Liz.
You.
Bye, Liz.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, sweetheart. Oh. Okay. Now I'm thinking to myself. No one's ever surprised her with anything. Well, not a shirt, not a piece of cake, nothing.
That, but we gave her a piece of cake.
That's right, we did give her a piece of cake. That's right, yeah.
A steak, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's send her a Valentine's surprise.
Yeah.
Or Christmas or something. Let's put together. Like,
in between.
Yeah, like
well, no,
a giant.
I'm just thinking of something that she would be surprised, not just. Yeah. Well, but you're right, she'd be surprised regardless, right?
Yeah, well, then let's do like Arbor Day. She won't expect anything.
No, no one expects that. Ides of March. We can do that.
We'll do that. Ides of March. Happy Ides of March, Liz. Bet you didn't expect this.
Nope.
No, but seriously, we know people who know people who know people who know people. We can put together a giant thing to surprise her. I mean. I mean, we got to work on that. When I say we, I mean B. Arthur.
Well, I know. I said that out loud, and then I was like, I mean for other people. But no, I really think
I read between the lines, girl.
Okay, thank you. Oops.